Morning.
Morning, Les. How are you?
Good.
Hey, Les, it's Dan Weider at the Tribune. How have you diagnosed the defense's struggles in closing out games throughout the season?
You know, it's been tough, obviously, to be in a position to get a win and not to be able to close it out. Just looking at being in position at times to make plays and then not being able to make those plays, and then other times, like Pittsburgh or Washington, you know, finding a way to make a play, you know, when we needed one in a crucial moment. But generally, those situations come down to finding a way to make a play in a crucial time.
Do you allow yourself to think about, had you been able to close out those four games in the fourth quarter?
Whenever I do, Dan, I try to block it out as fast as I can because, you know, you get down. So you got to focus on this ball game. You can't, you know, you can't look back. You got to focus on this next ball game. That's the most important game.
Hey, Les, it's Bob LeGuerre at the Herald. Both teams obviously have had problems on defense. Are yours similar to what the Bears' problems have been, or is it something else?
Our problem has been what Dan just mentioned. You know, we've had some other issues that we've had to deal with, but being able to close out games has been the biggest thorn in our side this season.
What's the difference you see in the current Bears defense versus the one that you saw back in week two?
They got a lot of guys injured, I know that. They're not playing with the same guys across the board that we saw in week two. That's probably the biggest difference that I see.
What's the sense on from your end on the opportunity that's there in the running game against obviously a defense that's struggled in that department here for the last 4 or 5 weeks?
Well, you know, we take a lot of pride in being able to run the ball. I mean, that's our strength on offense, and going to every ball game with the intent of being able to run the ball. You know, we feel like we've got the best running back in the National Football League on our team. So we're going to try to play to our strength, and that's our goal every week.
Les, on tape, does Julius Peppers look like the same guy you've seen the past 2 or 3 years?
Yeah, and he's still a guy you better pay attention to because he's more than capable of taking over a game, dominating a game. You can see it in sequences where he really steps up. So, yeah, you do have to pay attention to him. You can't just say, you know, he's going to have an off day today. He's still a very, very good player.
Have you seen, watching this Bears defense against the run, have you seen them maybe more susceptible to play action? And obviously, you're a team that can use it a lot. Have you seen that at all in watching the Bears?
You know, whenever you struggle with the run game, you have to put a lot of people at the line of scrimmage to defend the run, it'll make you susceptible to some plays down the field. Now it's a matter of do you have the guys in the secondary that can make those plays, but you have to do what you got to do to try to stop the run if you're having trouble. They are putting more people at the line of scrimmage to help them in that way. So it does, it can make you vulnerable. It just depends on your guys in the secondary.
How would you assess Adrian's year to this point? Obviously, he's not headed for 2,500 like you wanted, but still on pace for more than 1,400 and seemed to have a pretty good outing Sunday in Green Bay.
You know, by most running back standards, I believe most guys in our league would love to be where he is, but because he's Adrian Peterson, reigning MVP, people look at it as a subpar year, but he's having a very good year. He's been banged up a little bit, you know, nursing a hamstring and most recently a groin injury, but he's having a very good season. There's still a lot of football to be played, and it's a little less than at the halfway point. So, he's doing well. He had a big game on Sunday, and we fully expect him just to keep getting better and better down the stretch.
Obviously, injuries have been an issue, but how have you seen your secondary come along since earlier in the season after the first Bears meeting?
Oh, it's been tough with our secondary. We're not playing with the same people even from that game. And probably from about our third or fourth game of the season, you know, we've been rotating guys because of injuries. So it's really, really been tough to get a handle with our secondary and to grow the young guys that we have. But we are seeing improvements in guys like Xavier Rhodes. He's coming along. And Andrew Zimbejo, who's gotten a bunch of snaps in the absence of Harrison Smith. Jamarcus Sanford's getting better. Now we're at a position where we're inserting a new nickel back. We've had some challenges, but the guys that are out there, they're fighting and battling every week, and they'll do the same thing this week.
3 years in with Christian, what's your sense of why he hasn't been able to turn the corner from a consistency perspective?
And there's so many factors that go into that. And, you know, he's shown glimpses at times, and he had a good game for us on Sunday. When I spoke to him this morning, I talked to him about what you just said. You know, let's put back-to-back good games together, the consistency part. But there are a lot of factors involved with, you know, why it's been kind of up and down. But hopefully, you know, he can build on some of the success he's had in the last 3 weeks, particularly what he did on Sunday. Did a good job of not turning the ball over, made some real good throws for us, got out of trouble when he needed to, was good in the pocket. But we got to build on that and, you know, put some good performances together down the stretch.
Green Bay is obviously learning when quarterback stability goes away that the whole dynamics of a football team change. What's your sense on that, on when you can't get an every-week starter, what that does to an offense, to a team as a whole?
Well, not just a every-week starter. A starter who plays fairly well. And it's just everybody on this phone knows that this is a quarterback-driven league. And if your quarterback position struggles, whether it's because you're rotating guys or you haven't found the right guy, injuries or whatever it is, performance, it has an effect on your special teams, your offense, your defense, not just your offense. That's the NFL, and been that way now for a while, and especially with the new rules, how it's so slanted for its offenses to score points. So if you don't get good quarterback play, it just puts you in a tough spot. No matter how good you are at other positions, you need that position to play well week in and week out.
Brian Robinson, obviously a guy you guys have believed in for a while and has been rewarded for it. Where is he in his development, and is this a season that you guys have been satisfied with?
You know, he's played some good ball, Dan. He's been not as consistent as we'd like. He's had some good games for us, but we need our defensive line, not only Brian, but our entire defensive line to play at a high level week in and week out, and we haven't always gotten that from a production standpoint. They're playing hard, and Brian's playing hard, and he deserved that new contract. He's a very good player against the run, does a very good job rushing the passer as well. So he'll keep getting better over these next few weeks that we have left in the regular season. And overall, you know, he's played pretty good ball, but the consistency is what we're looking for.
In the interactions you've had with Mel Tucker over the years, what have been your impressions of him as a coach and maybe some of the hallmarks of the defenses he runs?
Yeah, very cerebral guy, really smart and being able to communicate with players, really understands the importance of playing with great intensity and passion on defense. Very detailed about what he does, and very organized. I mean, those are the traits that stick out about Mel. Has a real good mind for defense, but his ability to be able to connect with players is something that kind of sticks out. He has that equality that, you know, all people in leadership need to have, ability to be able to gain the trust of the people around you. And he's been able to get that accomplished wherever he's been.
How have you sensed that connection with players?
But just observing and having a chance to talk with some of the guys he's coached before, just hearing how highly they speak of his interaction, his honesty, how forthright he is with players. When you hear that coming from players and then other coaches that have worked with him, that's what you want in a guy who's going to lead a portion of your team.
Thanks, Ross. Really appreciate it.
Thanks,